Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujata. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
What up, tribe? How y'all doing? We just got off of Mother's Day. I hope you all had a great Mother's Day.
Yes.
How was yours?
It was good. It was really relaxing. Exactly kind of what I wanted. It was nice. Uh-huh. You know, the cards that I was at, like the yeah. homemade cards. And it made me cry. So it was really nice. I just like it really from the heart, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's nice.
And then what did you guys do or just didn't do?
I went out to, I don't know if you've ever been to Origin.
Yeah.
So we went there to eat mm-hmm. and it was beautiful weather. So we sat outside. We went shopping.
Oh. Oh my gosh,
what else did we We just shopped. And that's about it. Came home, kind of relaxed. Took it easy. Didn't do any.
Did you spend time with your mom?
Yeah, my mom came over later on in the evening time.
Okay.
She was doing her own thing. She was like, I'm shopping, doing my own thing.
Good.
She's low key. She doesn't, you know.
And expect then, y'all to
no,
do stuff.
Not yeah. at all. And then Rhea made dinner for us. Mm-hmm. She made dinner. So I didn't do one dish. Didn't do anything. I just sat there and just chilled. It was nice. It was just nice. But yeah, she's like, I want to make dinner. So she made dinner and it was really good. She loves to cook and bake.
Yeah.
It just comes kind of natural to her. So I was like, she's like, I want to do it more often. I was like,
please.
Go ahead.
Is it harder for her because, oh, well, she's gluten free too. So
yeah, she'll just make like, she made a rice. She made some lemon cream chicken mm-hmm. and broccoli.
Wow.
And so
that's great.
Really good. Yeah.
That's good.
How about you? I know you were on your own.
Yeah. It wasn't. Okay. So let me just say.
Did you get your
I did not get the Mother's Day that, you know, that was supposed to happen. Chaz ended up going out of town and I drove in from Houston very, very early in the morning so that we could be home by the time he needed to leave to catch his flight. So it wasn't. We were going to have a redo.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I think that's...
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be
I know,
on
it doesn't.
Day.
It doesn't.
But I was going to ask you if you got your little... You were supposed to put the kids down early.
And I get did. Your little,
oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. So we were in Houston for my dad's memorial and it went really, really well.
Okay. How did you feel about that? Did you...
Afterwards, and I can... I'll go into this later, but...
Okay. Okay.
I feel like a big relief. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's nothing kind of still left to do, right?
Uh-huh.
Like unfinished business, okay. right? Like everything's kind of done. My body feels like very relaxed and not stressed. I think I was just like holding on to that. Like, I don't know when it's going to be, what's going to happen, how am I going to feel? And so now that I'm over that, like I feel like really... really good.
Okay. And we'll go into details later, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so Chaz had to leave at 12:30 and so I left, got up at like 7:15 and you know on a Sunday, even on a normal day, that's like way early
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then to drive, like it was
but did
so
you think
exhausted.
It was pretty though?
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty. Mm-hmm. And so then driving, I was so exhausted. And all the kids, you know, not all the kids, but Laurel and Donovan were sleeping in the car. And so I was even more exhausted just looking at them sleeping.
You're like, oh, I wish I could be.
So then I show up and like Chaz is here for like maybe an hour before he leaves. Mm-hmm. And all I want to do is just pass out. But I can't because I got to like mom the kids.
Yeah.
And so then at night, I was like, we're going to order something great. Like, we're going to get some Italian food for Roman. And they weren't answering their phone. And so I was like, okay, I got to get some more medicine. So I go over there and I'm like, I need to order to go. And she goes, it's going to be well over an hour wait for to go. And
yeah.
I was like, fuck. I was really craving that. So then I went to a different Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
But as I was ordering, I thought it was from the entire restaurant that's closer to our house and it ended up being the one further from my house.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, oh, can I just get home and have some fucking noodles and pasta? Cause you know, calories don't count.
Yeah, no, they don't. They do not.
So then I put the kids down and I could have gone to bed, but I was like, no, I'm taking a bath and I'm drinking some fucking wine. Good for you.
That's what you said you wanted.
So, you know, our wine fridge is like, you know, the top is like bottles we can have whenever.
Oh.
Then better. And then the super best ones.
Oh,
so
okay, I went to the third. I'll remember that next time. I didn't know that's what you did.
So I went to the third row down for like the first time, like just for me. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to do it.
Heck yeah. You deserve that.
So that's what it in, you know, Chaz left. He went to Scotland.
And
he says that's gorgeous. He's over there tasting scotch all over for his work.
Oh my God.
And he's like,
so cool.
I know, it's so cool, but I'm just like, oh, I'm so mad. But it's so cool that you get to do that.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway,
do the wives go or the spouses go?
Mm-mm.
No, it's just for work.
Yeah, okay. And so he said he'll make it up to me, and I get to do a lot of things next week.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
And we also have Bottle Rock next week, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, that came by. That came.
I know. I feel like so we were like just planning quick. It and stuff. And like now it's already here. So I'm super excited about that. But the other thing that I did on Mother's Day is I also went shopping.
Okay.
But I did online shopping and I did the ultimate, like, just all about me gifts.
I spent
like $175 on vibrators.
Is that what you did? You buy me one too?
Yeah, you could have one
because it seems like you have a collection going on over there.
Oh, I have a lot. Okay. I ordered like six things and then one of them came with a free thing, and so I was like, hey, you know what, I'm just, it's all about me.
I'm glad
and I'm feeling super relaxed. And like, you let dogs lick your toes?
I don't, but what is the deal with both of them, like, liking my feet?
I feel like it's such a, like, I don't like it.
Oh, he just kind of, like,
my brother-in-law lets dogs, like, lick all over his toes. And I'm just like, that's fucking disgusting.
Oh, no. This is the first time I'm feels like, what gross, is going
and
on?
I feel bad for those dogs licking my feet.
Hey, I just took a shower. My toesies are clean.
So, I was like, you know what? It's just all about me, right?
Yeah.
Like, guys... And we've talked about this before, but it's been a long time.
So you bought it for yourself, not...
So some of them are to use with Chaz.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are for him to use on me.
Okay.
And some of them are just for me.
Okay. I'm curious now.
So there's a lot of different vibrators and stuff out there. And I don't know. I know there's a lot of big, like a big taboo that like, oh, you must not like normal sex. Because you need a vibrator or something. It's not about that.
Okay.
It's about exploring.
Yeah.
Being more sexual, finding what you like.
Right.
Right. Because, yeah. So I wanted to talk about this. So like 52.5% of women have used a vibrator before.
Okay. So
or currently
half.
Use them. Yeah.
That's okay. Just
so over half. And it's actually more common in women who have, who are more sexually diverse, who have been to who've had a gynecology exam in the past year, and those who perform like genital self-exams. Remember I tell you like sometimes it feels weird or looks weird or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, how do you know? I'm like, 'cause I look at myself.
Yeah.
You know, do you look at yourself?
Well, a little bit more now that you told me that doesn't like hang. I was just like, I don't know if things are different down there from.
Yeah.
I didn't have a vaginal birth though. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Like, but people say regardless during later on in life, it changes.
Oh yeah, it does. And, okay. Especially because, you know, the closer you get to menopause and you know, the less estrogen your body has, it starts getting like, drier, itchier, thinner skin. and so it actually is very helpful to have a vibrator or something that, because whenever you climax, it produces like just like its own like moisture and secretion and stuff. And it actually like the contractions like you have while you're having an orgasm,
yeah,
it like helps with like tightening like your pelvic floor and stuff like that.
Okay.
So there's like a lot of benefits to.
You've done your.
I have, because I feel like I don't have a problem talking about this. Do you?
No, not at all. I just.
Would you admit that you use vibrators?
So I've used it.
Uh-huh.
I used it at the beginning, and then I used it when you introduced me. I am super sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not opposed to it, but I just don't use it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I need it.
Okay. Have you ever used it so you can have multiple?
I already.
Okay. Okay. So you are like a rarity.
Okay.
Because 75% of women, like, through penetration, do not achieve an orgasm.
That's
just
right.
That penetration alone.
Right. That's true.
Which is really sucks, because men always do. And so.
Yeah, that's not fair.
I start getting pissed off, right?
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
If you don't have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm. You got to work different routes.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's kind of. You know, you always want to have that, right? But can you, Nala, leave me alone. She's like playing with me. But like, it kind of gets boring if you just do it the same way, right?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And just like, and I guess for me, if I can have an orgasm with like a vibrator while penetration, you like hit multiple spots at once.
Mm-hmm,
so it's like,
mm-hmm.
feels better.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's okay if a little help. Plus, I think that, you know, our age and our maturity, like, we are more confident with our bodies.
Yes.
And
yeah.
knowing like, and more saying something about what we like and what we don't like.
Yeah.
That, you know, it gives you and your partner a chance to explore what is pleasurable to you, you know, because you can only do certain amount of things with like stimulation from your finger, or like even a tongue or something, because like a vibrator like is so much faster.
Yes.
You know,
but
what I mean?
Just, I wonder if it's normal to be super sensitive. Like, do you like it like really, really fast? Like the vibrators are. What? I'm just saying, because
I bought
the one you told me to.
Yeah.
And I'm
so
like,
I use different levels, right?
Yes.
Like, I don't understand why they have the intermittent like rhythms. Like, that just is stupid to me.
Oh, like, yes. Because it's like,
like, you either want bzz, bzz, bzz.
Yes.
Right? Like, that's what you want. Like, and the thing is, you have to, once you pass the one you want,
you have to go,
all. And
yes.
These are like, this is a bunch of bullshit. Like, who actually uses those settings?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any testing or studies behind all those.
I know, like that you're just like messing around.
Yeah,
right.
Yep. You want more options. More options, but you're not gonna use those options.
So I told Chaz, I'm like, hey, I'm over here, and plus he's gonna be out of town a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm like, you know what, I don't know what I was watching. I think I was watching Dying for Sex. And you know how like she says like she never had an orgasm like only with one person and stuff.
Okay.
And so she's trying to like chase this orgasm.
Okay.
But I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to order a ton of stuff so we can just have fun, because I feel like we're getting to, you know, we're getting, let's just make it all pleasurable now while we can. And, you know.
So it's more for you.
Oh, yeah.
Than anything else.
Yeah. And
because
if you enjoy sex and you get an orgasm, it makes you want to have sex more often.
Right.
Because
yes.
If you're not, I get it. You don't want to have sex that often.
But you realize when you like have an orgasm, you're like, why didn't I do this more often?
I know.
So
exactly.
Yes,
and
yes.
Then the next day you're like, I'm so fucking tired.
Yes.
But in the moment, you're like, oh, let's do this all the time.
Yes. But then the next day you're like, okay, I'd rather just go to sleep. Like, we forget right away.
But it's also part of self-care, right? Like, to me, when I was ordering that shit, I was like, this is the ultimate self-care.
I think it is, because I think, like, going through the perimenopause ages, because you're going to be in it for 10 years, they say, like, as much orgasms, it's just good for just everything. Just relaxes. It does so much more good at this age.
Yeah.
Than when you're younger, because you kind of need.
You need it.
You need all those serotonin, oxytocin, you know, just everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember when I was going through all these like hormone imbalances and blah, blah, blah. They were like, just have tons of sex. I remember my doctor told me that.
Yeah. But also you need to have orgasms. Yes. Not just sex.
I mean, yes.
You know what I mean? So like, yes, having sex is fine, but you need to like, as a woman, be selfish.
I wonder how many, yes. Be selfish.
Yeah,
men are.
Because men, they don't have a problem, you know, finishing.
Not at all.
Having an orgasm. It's women.
But does, okay, let me ask you, does Chaz have, will he get jealous if you're, or what? How does he feel?
I think I asked him before, but and he was like, you know, at first I was just like, I don't know. Like, because you, obviously every man wants to know that like, through sex, he can make you come all the time.
Yes.
That is not going to ever happen.
Right.
Because like I said, 75% of women can't do it through penetration.
No, but like the fact that you're using it without him here.
Oh, he's fine. He probably, if I told him, like he'd be like turned on by it.
Okay. You'll have phone sex?
No.
He's gone out of the country. I'm like, he's got to do something.
I just like set it up real good. You know, it doesn't take long and it's great. I have a good sleep. It's healthy. I have my own sex life.
It's like, we can live like this.
I know.
We don't need a man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because honestly, that just satisfies you though, right? Like,
right. Like, I mean, I guess like it doesn't like
fulfill that.
Replace like the touching and all that, the body and stuff like that. But sometimes like if you're really stressed out or you just like need it, like, you also sometimes don't want to have to put up with like foreplay and kissing and doing all that stuff. Like if you have a vibrator, you can have an orgasm in like less than a minute. And that's all it takes.
I got to see what you're using.
Okay.
Let's get to what you're using. I need to know what you're using.
So there's also different types. So.
Okay. Did you get anything that had a G-spot?
Yeah. Okay. So the first one I'm going to show you.
Okay.
It is for him to use on me.
Okay.
And I'm going to describe this one because I forgot the name of this one. Actually, you know what? What I was going to do is I was going to say the names of these. This is called Tracy's Dog Thrusting Dildo Vibrator.
Okay.
And it is,
oh my gosh,
9 inches. Okay. So with for you guys, I know
also.
You can't see this. I know you can't see this, but you can hold this. I'll show you. These have not been used, okay?
It's okay, boo.
Okay.
As long as you...
So that is just a vibrating session. Setting. Okay, so this one, you guys, it's silicone. It is... Looks and feels like a penis. It's very soft. It has a suction cup
thing.
So that you
Did
can...
Did you hear that?
Yeah. So that you can place it on something or... the bathtub or the shower or like a mount. They sell mounts and it won't move. But the reason I got this one is because it also does. It also.
Oh my gosh.
It also thrusts. Look at the dogs. It's called Tracy's Dog Thrusting Dildo.
This is amazing. I have never seen anything like
this.
Yeah. Wow.
It thrusts. So not only does it vibrate, you guys, it goes in and out. And
okay,
there's
you
settings
need to tell
for that.
Me how you feel about this one.
I'm excited.
It looks
to try
pretty
that.
Too.
Yes, it's really
it's
pink.
Hot pink.
It's hot pink.
And it has sparkles.
Yeah. Yes. So that is one. That's obviously for me myself.
Look at her. She's like, give it back.
Yeah. The key to these is that you have to buy a good sex toy cleaner, some good soap. Now this one is it's like a clitoral stimulator but also can use on your nipples.
Okay.
And also inside, the way it is, because you know how they say like there's a G-spot like curved in, that's why people like doggy style.
Mm-hmm.
So if I show you, you're gonna know that this is something that you can also insert. So it's kind of like a package deal, so it looks really funny.
Okay, that's
so you put it on your finger.
Okay,
and it looks like a big finger. And what it does, it has a ball at the end, So you can play with your nipples and he can like put it on your clitoris, like literally on the spot or inside.
Girl,
and it vibrates.
You got some good stuff.
See, don't be jealous.
You were really shocked.
Try to turn it on. Hold it. You got to hold it. Yeah. So that one I'm super excited because he can get involved. That one's for him to use on me. Like I said, I only purchase selfish
but
things.
But you could use this on yourself too.
Yeah,
though,
but
right?
The angle I think would be kind of weird.
So is this for, would that help the G-spot area?
Yeah. Or? It's supposed to like tickle it.
All right. Send me a link to this one.
So excited. It's just like doing an unboxing. What's up? Hey, buddy. And they said have kids. Man, we can't even talk about it.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. Okay, on to the next. What do we got here?
I don't know. You got a lot of goodies.
It's like
there.
Doing an unboxing. How cool is this?
I know. You did good.
I know.
This is perfect.
I'm so excited. Okay.
Bob was like, hey.
Okay, so this one, I'm going to turn it on and then throw it to you. Usually these come kind of pre-charged a little bit. Okay. So this one, you guys, it is something that you can put on you and in you at the same time. So it's like kind of like shaped like a C.
Uh-huh.
And then it has two little things
what
on the end.
What do you use that for?
So you put it on top, your G-spot, like your on top, like your clitoris. And then you put these two things inside you. So they can stay inside you while you have sex and these vibrate inside. So this is going to inside make you have an orgasm and also feel it here. So you have like multiple spot
but you're
orgasm.
Gonna put both of those inside.
No, this lays on top.
No, the other two little
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
How do they fit? Okay. So you got to just put them together like that and then they spread.
Yes. Over. Yeah. So it's just going to be like this in you.
Okay.
And then it doesn't get in the way of a penis. So both of those things vibrate.
Oh, wow. And you can turn both of them on. You don't have to turn both
of
them
on. Is it on?
Yeah.
Is the bottom on?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the remote control works for, you have separate remote. Okay.
Yes. And all of these, pretty much all of these, most of them do have a remote.
This is some crazy stuff.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So this is one that you can do by yourself or you can do while having sex and it just stays in place. So the reason I got this one is that sometimes they have cock rings
uh-huh.
where you put it around mm-hmm. and it has its own kind of like vibrator. So when you're close enough, it'll touch like your clitoris,
yeah.
but that's only thrusting. That's this one lays on you. Close to you. And so it's constantly there while he's going in and out. And then you also have those things inside vibrating. So it's like a guarantee.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
I'm loving all this.
Yay. You guys, I told you okay. This is something I don't know. I'm not really too much like of a nipple person. Like I don't have orgasms through my nipples, but I do enjoy, like foreplay.
Uh-huh.
Like just like
yes.
sucking, kissing, whatever.
Yes.
So these are called nipple vibrators. So you kind of put your nipple through and it'll hold onto your nipple, right?
Yes.
And then is it on?
No, let me turn it on.
And then there's settings of vibration. Mm-hmm. Are they working? So they stay on your nipple. And there's also like a suction setting where it will feel like someone's sucking your nipple. So it's a vibrate and then you can put it on a sucking.
Oh, you can do both of that.
Yeah.
I have a shirt underneath here, so don't worry.
I don't
it's
know.
It's actually nice because it's not, so I can get sensitive certain times. I don't know if you are like certain times of the month you're like super like
uh-huh.
don't get near me.
Yeah.
So I'm like that sometimes. So I'm like, this is very like gentle.
Yeah. So, I mean, it has gentle settings and then you can have more powerful. I just wanted to try because whenever I am getting oral sex, I like playing with nipples, right?
Yes.
But because it makes it just more stronger, right? The orgasm.
Yes.
But if these are resting and like going faster than like a squeezing and pulling, like it's going to make it feel amazing. So that's a new one for me. I figured like that one would be
That is great. So nice. Yes.
Oh my God. I love how you're so excited about
this. I'm actually excited because this is just not very like.
Okay. And this one came. I'm going to show you the one. It's a little crazy. It looks a little crazy.
Okay.
But this is one that came for free with the purchase of my other one I'm going to show you. But this is the one that's called like the Rose.
Oh, I have that.
Some people like it's gotten really good ratings, but like Sujata didn't really care for it too much. So it's like it's a pulsating and sucking.
Yes.
And so you didn't like it?
I know. I liked the Rose actually.
Oh, you did?
I liked the Rose.
Oh, I thought you said it wasn't that great.
No, I liked the Rose.
Okay.
It was really good. Yeah. So I have the same. Yeah.
Okay.
I actually get it. I got it from one of your holiday parties. Yeah.
So I want to give this baby a try. It came. Oh, the little button in there goes in and out. Oh, it's like a tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, cool. I'm excited about
that. And it feels like it's like all, like it's just not one small area. It's like,
oh
the
yeah,
whole
because
thing.
It's all of these little
yes,
ridges.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. That's obviously like a solo play for me. And most of these are waterproof so that you can use them in the shower or in the bathtub, which I really like because things don't get messy on your bed. This one's called the Medusa. Okay.
Okay.
And this one is just going to be for me. And okay. I just want to see how you, this is like a cool unboxing.
It is.
And
you got a lot.
And they all come in discreet packages. Like no one knows that they're
sex
toys.
Yeah, I see some bows and I see some pretty.
And this looks pretty, but also pretty crazy. Ah, what a rock.
Ooh, that looks a little intimidating.
It kind of reminds me of the Little Shop of Horror.
Yes.
Feed me.
Let me see.
Okay, so like, listen. You're supposed to be able to do dual, right? So that is this like a tongue and then a tongue. Two tongues. Two mouths. Okay. So, and the reason why I got this one is that you can actually like adjust this versus like a bun, like a, you know, they call the rabbits.
Yeah.
Well, you can't, if it doesn't really fit where your clitoris is, it kind of also hurts because it's only, you can't move those ears.
Okay.
So this one, it's a wider surface.
Okay.
And it's this soft. You can, and so then this down here on the bottom is to go inside while it's doing two things in one. This one does not have, y'all, this bottom tongue rotates in. Oh my God. It rotates inside
That's
of you.
That's some crazy stuff. You're going to have to.
This looks cool. This is really cool.
Oh, yeah. That has
their own. Y'all, Sujata is having the time of her life here. She's playing with Medusa. So this one is, it looks the craziest, but it's also still kind of classy looking. So the bottom tongue, it looks like a tongue and it kind of curls out. It goes like around. It doesn't thrust in and it doesn't vibrate. It literally like goes around like a tongue would and the like an O, bless you. And while it does that, the little tongue on top that would be by your clitoris also has its own power button and vibrates. So it's two in one spots that it's hitting. But this one,
you're gonna have to report back.
It's going around. You guys, I'm super excited to try this. Wow. And this one is just like random movements. Look at it. There's like no rhyme or because it goes up and down and all around. Y'all. Sujata said
this
she's the
crazy.
Most excited about this one.
I'm actually super excited.
Well, I'll let you know how it goes. But this one is like, I could, this is probably going to be my favorite. I love it.
I like good. That finger one.
I know. Doesn't it look kind of weird though with like the little thing on the end?
Yeah, but I'm just kind of curious. Like,
I think it's going to be great. And I think like, I can just imagine like starting foreplay everywhere and then definitely oral and then use this. And this is going to be amazing. And then when he's done, when you're done, when you're done.
Yep. Yep.
And you have sex, you can take this and then do another one. Have another orgasm while you're having sex.
On your own.
Yes. And it's small. Here's the problem. Here's the thing. A lot of these, a lot of vibrators like are too big to use while you're having sex. And so that's why I like these smaller ones while you're having sex to use, because they don't get in the way. They don't feel bulky. They're usually much quieter than the bigger ones. And it's more discreet. And I think while obviously your partner will be okay with using it, I feel like if it's like really big and really bulky and really in the way, it's kind of a reminder of it being there. But if it's small and discreet and you're using it, then they forget about it. And what they do is just like are into themselves, feeling good, making you feel good. You are having a great time because you are feeling really especially good, and you will have an orgasm, I guarantee you. So if you're like most women and do not get an orgasm just through penetration, I think if you're open to it, you should go get some vibrators. And I would go to the sex shops and see what there is so that you can see for yourself. But honestly, if you know what you're looking for, Amazon is a really good place to go because they have so many. You can read the reviews, and a lot of times it's, well, most of the time it is so much cheaper than going to the sex shops because those are really expensive. So I think if you are comfortable with like masturbation, then, and if you haven't gotten a vibrator, that's leveling up.
So I guess I haven't like shopped in that area.
I just think it adds something new. I mean, because like, listen, you know, our sex is great, but I just like, you know, changing it up.
Yeah.
Incorporating different stuff, like play around. And if it looks ridiculous, but it works, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's sometimes so like, I don't know if you ever masturbate or do stuff without Bob there. But no. I do.
Okay.
Because like I said, it's like part of self-care.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think we should just like, we should be able to talk about it and normalize it, because guys jerk off all the time. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay for them to jerk off. Like, sometimes they need to like, some men need to jerk off in the shower every day, like to start their day. Right.
That must be nice.
So easy. But we have to have like a certain place. We got to be like laying down. You know what I mean? But like with a vibrator, you can, you don't have to. You can do that wherever. You can do that in the shower.
But I think you got to find the right vibrator.
Right. Not everyone.
I'm curious to try that finger one. I need to try something that's like gentle and whatnot. So I'm curious to know.
Yeah. And like that one was like, I don't know, $11. Like all of this was like $170. And that was with like lubricant and sex like toy. Actually, no, it was $140 because I had a coupon. Motorbike had a coupon. And the rose was free. Like because I bought the Medusa, the rose came free.
Oh, the Medusa.
So make sure when you and all of these literally came overnight or the next day. When you need a sex toy, they're like, I'll got you,
right,
girl.
Away.
Like, okay. I got you. Like before groceries can be delivered, like you get the stuff.
Okay, you got to send me the link.
Yeah, and if any of you guys are curious or just, like, have any questions, like, I'm totally open book. DM us. I'll get back to you. A lot of these are, I don't even think they make vibrators that you need batteries for anymore. All of them are charged.
Yes, which is nice.
Yeah, and you can take with you to trips and stuff. I am notoriously leaving behind vibrators and nightstands and Airbnbs.
So. You know, it's not something that the next person can use anyways. They're like,
so the cleaning ladies definitely get some surprises. But just like our pillow, you know, I mean, like I said, like we've been together for so long.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know,
spices things you're up not, and changes things
yeah,
up.
You're not afraid of like showing your body in front of him. You're not afraid of like telling him what he should do or not do, or like what you like or like yep. to do stuff, or like even to like push his head places or whatever. Right.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And just have fun with it. Just change it up. Like, I don't know. So anyway, 8 benefits of using your vibrator. This was on the World Wide Web.
Okay.
All right. The first one. So again, sex. I'm not saying sex. This is you having an orgasm. And number one, it helps you sleep more soundly mm-hmm. because of the when you climax, it produces prolactin.
Okay.
That helps you sleep. Second, when you have a good orgasm life, mm-hmm. right? That's what we're going to call it, orgasm life. It reduces stress because the oxytocin and the serotonin that it produces. Yep. So you're more relaxed. You feel happy. You feel euphoric. Also, it said that if you're not having regular orgasms with your partner, mm-hmm. like you're missing out, because it says if you do, it actually for women, it actually like helps you bring you closer. Like you feel like happier. You feel like more socially like
connected
yeah. and yep. bonding and affection. Right. So yep. like it could also like, I know we all sometimes hate our husbands, but the more times you're having an orgasm with him,
you'll love him a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe you'll kind of be putting up with him more.
Yep.
So oh, yeah, that was
gives you a little like,
exactly. Like when you have an orgasm, you're like, oh, why don't we do this? You know, gosh, yeah. we should just, you know, talk all this bullshit. And the next day it's like, whatever. It can also aid in heart health because,
but then you've seen men who've had heart attacks.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about for women. For women.
So it benefits the women.
It lowers
definitely.
The risk of hypertension.
I can.
Which reduces the risk of heart attack or stroke.
Okay.
Okay. Fourth is you have a healthy vagina. And like I said earlier, because of our age, it becomes less elastic, shorter and narrower because of lack of estrogen. But if you have regular arousals, and it helps produce natural secretions and moisture to help the vaginal elasticity.
Okay.
Okay.
So it helps.
So not just sex. I'm talking about arousal. Climax. Orgasm. Not just sex.
Right.
Because you can lube it up and then that's it. Right. That's not right. allowing your vagina to have.
It's natural.
It's natural secretions and right. moisture. The fifth is it helps reduce pain. And you're like, wow, Jacqueline, how does that happen? It helps reduce pain and cramps because of feel good hormones naturally soothe nerve impulses that cause migraines, joint pains, and other conditions.
Look at
so
you.
So if you want,
educate
you're
us,
one
yeah.
who suffers from cramps and PMS, maybe you need to get a vibrator. I'm just saying. Expand your pleasure horizons. Like I said, some of these and a lot of these hit different places at the same time.
Yes.
And so rather even if you are someone like Sujata, who's lucky enough to have an orgasm through just sexual penetration, how would it feel if you also had a vibrator on your clitoris while he's inside of you? And you know
that's
what I mean? Like you're talking about more mind blowing orgasms, not just a normal orgasm. I'm talking about like ones that are like are lengthened, that are like, it literally says intense, mind blowing, multi hitting pleasure orgasms. Doesn't that sound
that
something
sounds amazing?
You sound up for?
Yeah, for yep. sure.
The seventh is better bladder control. I'm serious. It says pelvic muscles contract and release during orgasms, and it helps promote a healthy and maintain healthy bladder control. And so a lot of those like things that you help, that you see that help the pelvic floor.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of them are vibrators. Vibrating. Really? Yeah.
So I'm getting this message. I'm getting that even if we don't want to have sex or we're too tired, just us women need to think about all the benefits.
Yeah, of having an orgasm.
Having an orgasm.
And you don't even need to talk to the vibrator.
Just be selfish and think about, oh my gosh, I'm going to feel good. Yes. I'm going to look good.
Yes.
I'm going to feel young. Just everything.
I mean, when you have an orgasm, how refreshed do you feel? Like how
So I get so much energy. Oh. I'm like, ooh.
I mean, what if you started the day 2 minutes with a vibrator and you're like, ooh, I feel like a woman.
Oh yeah.
And you just start your day.
You got a glow going on the whole day.
I know.
Helps elasticity on my skin.
I know. And someone like cuts you off and you're just like, maybe she didn't have an orgasm. Sucks for you.
You know, I never understood when I started working and everyone's like, she just needs to be late. She needs to get laid. And I'm like, why would they say that?
You're such a bitch, man. You just need to have orgasms. You know what? We need to change it from you need to have more sex to you need to have more orgasms. Because yes, sex doesn't do it.
That's true.
For a lot of people.
You need to make sure you have. Yeah.
Exactly. And then the last is just to boost your sex life. Like I said, like, yeah, maybe would I love to have just an orgasm through penetration? Yeah. But look at how much fun I'm having. You know what I mean? Like, fun exploring and just trying different things. Like, you actually look forward to, like, I'm looking forward to using all of these. I mean, look at that. And then how much fun would it be, like, and just even, like, laughing, like, if Chaz was using some of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, and the bond of that, right?
The experience together.
Yeah.
But I go back and I know that Chaz doesn't care, but I think, I don't know, I'm just curious to know if, like, other men would be intimidated.
I'm sure it is. And even bringing it up make them feel that way. But you have to like let them and
know how fun it'll be together.
Yes.
You'll have more sex.
Exactly. You will have more mm-hmm. sex with me. Mm-hmm. It'll be so much fun trying different things with me. Mm-hmm. Spin it around. We're good at that. But really, it's just for you and your pleasure. And like I said, the more pleasure you're getting out of sex, the more you will look forward to doing it. And yeah, again, like either by yourself, and you know what, if they're not into using one while you're having sex, which I don't know why they wouldn't, but mm-hmm. maybe some guys wouldn't, that's for yourself. Do it for yourself. It's good for you.
Yep.
You know, we have to start taking care of ourselves.
And you just explained
so much.
Explained a lot, but then also showed me that there's all sorts of types.
Yes. So many.
Yeah.
So many. And again, like there's some for couples mm-hmm. for you both to use. So mm-hmm. you both are like, you know, getting stuff out of it. And, you know, for the fuck of it, just buy them a cock ring and just say, hey, those are also good for you. So they can extend like sex time. They're supposed to prevent you from like having an orgasm early. They're supposed to extend you being able to like have sex.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know.
Cock ring. Okay. That's a lot of, you have a lot of toys now.
Yes.
You'll be taking some of those to Bottle Rock?
I never use them there. I've tried.
Well, you say you leave them. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I take the intent is there. The intent is there. Uh-huh. The follow through is never
the
there.
Execution is not there.
Yeah, because by the time we get home and by the time we like stay up and, you know, we know we're going to party the next day, we're just so fucking exhausted.
But that sleep probably feels really good.
I mean, last time he was like, oh, we forgot lube. Well, we left the fucking lube there and it was brand new. So whoever came after us probably thought like, wow, this Airbnb has KY jelly unopened. For you guys, you know, got 5 stars there or whatever, 10, whatever it goes to. But yeah, I just want to say, I feel very, very, very strongly about women getting their pleasure through sex or not even through sex, right? On your own, just take care of you because it makes you feel good. Like I said, I was watching that Dying for Sex. She doesn't really have an orgasm ever. And I'm like, wow, that sucks. And she really started to like do it. And now she's like terminal cancer, right? So like we still have time. Everyone has time. Just if you're okay with it, just try it. Just try it. And then you can expand your horizons.
Yes.
I just I'm gonna Sujata.
Try yeah. I'm gonna try one of those.
Well, your well, birthday's I'm in I June, want you to report so back. Huh? Your birthday's in June, so if the Medusa works out, you know what you're getting for, for your birthday. It's your birthday. All right. So make sure you take care of yourself.
Yes.
Do self-care. Selfish shit. Do selfish shit.
Yeah, it's about time, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially in our perimenopause phase.
You know, I'll be honest, I'll be like, I'm so tired. But I'm like,
it's and good how for many me. Times do and we I, actually say that? Like, you want to have sex, but you don't want to have fun. So you're like, just put some lube on.
Yes.
A lot.
Yep.
And that does nothing for us.
Nope. Same. So take care of yourself.
Yep.
Get orgasms.
All right. That was our podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, if anyone has any questions or request links, I wish we could have videotaped this.
I
this
know. Because then
next time we'll do good. It. Next time we'll do it.
Because you need to show them.
Yeah. Follow us on our Instagram, Authentically Moms, and rate us and review us wherever you're listening to this. And
you'll send links if they request it.
Yeah. All right. Bye. You do you, boo.
All right. See you bye. Next
time. Bye.